you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Fresh from Main Street, Shanti Poppy with Grand Haven Main Street. So nice to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I need you in here more often. We had so much fun.
I know.
Well, we had, you know, it's so funny. There's always a show that there's always stuff that goes on off the air.
Oh,
when the mics are turned off, right? You and I are talking and all this stuff. I know we've got a huge event this weekend. This is really something that we're pulling this off, the Third Coast Author and Book Fest.
Yeah, our inaugural event. I mean, I've got to hand it to Mike over at the bookseller. He's really pulled this together. He's brought 145 authors coming to town. Oh, I know. 60 different venues throughout downtown that you can come and see them and get your books signed. If you don't have the books, you can buy a few books. We've got a couple locations to buy books, too. And a lot of the authors will bring their own books that you can buy. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
And it's from 11 to 4.
11 to 4 on Saturday.
Yeah. How long did it take you to put this together? How long were you working on this?
Believe it or not. Well, he's had it in his mind for probably about a year.
He did.
But
okay.
We, believe it or not, have just pulled this off in like just a couple months.
That's not possible.
No, I know. We have a really, really great committee of volunteers that have somehow pulled this all together since the beginning of January.
Well, I saw that you had volunteers that were cleaning up the downtown the other day, or you guys were down there doing a bunch of stuff. And I thought that was really cool.
We have volunteers that do all
that do everything.
Of stuff. Yeah.
This is really cool, though. 100 plus authors. This will be a huge success, and I know it will be.
It's going to be great.
And then it'll be even bigger the following year, but it is the inaugural Third Coast Author and Book Fest. Abigail Owen, Aaron A. Craig, Nick Courage, L.B. Ann, some local authors as well. And then there's an event in the evening at Central Park Place from 7 to 10, a VIP event, and that benefits Bluebird Cancer Retreats. Tickets are $50 for that, and the authors will be there.
Yeah, there's about 70 authors that will be there, and you can, instead of just getting a signing, you can go in, you can mingle with them, you can get your picture taken with them, you can talk to them about their books.
There you go.
You know, the signings might be a little bit harder to like have that.
Yeah,
kind of
that one-on-one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the VIP event's really great. It's a great cause. You know, the tickets support the DDA, and then the silent auction supports Bluebird Cancer.
Wonderful.
Retreat,
so. Where can people get tickets?
Well, we have them online. You can go to downtowngh.com or thirdcoastfest.org.
Okay.
That'll take you to the link. You can also find them on our event on Facebook.
Wonderful. I'll post this interview later, and I'll put hyperlinks into everything. So all you got to do is click on it.
Yeah.
We've still got some lights up downtown. Are those coming down soon? Do you know?
Yeah, we're doing them this afternoon.
You are? I had to ask.
Yeah, volunteers, right?
Well, somebody put a snarky comment on Grand Haven Informed, and I thought, you know, come on. It's not spring yet. It's the first day of spring. So you're going to take all that down this afternoon. Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's always the first day of warm weather. People start to notice
things. I know.
Things,
isn't that funny?
That's okay. You know what? What's great about that post is we got about 6 new volunteers for our organization and sold quite a few banners for the summer. So if
that's
you want
awesome.
A banner, you know, you can find that on our website as well.
And those banners, that benefits the DDA as well.
Yeah,
correct?
It's a fundraiser for us every year, and those go up on the light poles downtown. And it's also a keepsake for you at the end of the season.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. Couple of weeks ago, you had an event at Central Park Place. I want to hear all about it. There were people from the actual Main Street USA here,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. So National Main Street came
National
into
Main
town.
Okay.
Every year, we're nationally accredited through National Main Street, and Michigan Main Street is our coordinating program, so they assist us with, you know, stuff monthly. We get training and weekly conversations and things. But every single year, they award us a grant, and it's a service grant. And that grant could be a variety of different things, but it helps us to improve our organization, you know, on the whole. So last year we had branding. So we got new logos, new branding, new taglines, all of that stuff. They spent 2 days here. They talked to the community. This year it was our transformation strategic planning. And our strategic priorities are kind of broad. And so we really wanted to find a way to focus in on some key things that could really make a huge difference in the community. So So they came for 2 days. We met with focus groups. A lot of residents and business owners, property owners came out and chatted. We chatted with elected officials.
Nice.
And city staff to get their feedback. Mm-hmm. And we're able to really hone in on two different things. And one is, so the two focuses that we're going to focus on the next 3 to 5 years
are what?
Is active living.
Okay. What is that?
It's really about creating space for people to stay active in the downtown. We're always very active at the beach.
I like
obviously,
that.
But
yeah.
We want to like continue activity in the downtown so that it benefits the businesses downtown in a different way and year round.
Okay.
And then the other is community gathering, which I really personally love.
Okay.
And really think that this is an opportunity for us as Grand Haven to really build a strong community. We are the hub of 5 different communities in the area. Downtown Grand Haven's the hub for Spring Lake. It's the hub for Spring Lake Township, Grand Haven Township. And not that they don't have their own things going on, but, you know, it's why people move here. It's why people visit here. It's why people come to Grand Haven. So, building those partnerships, building those relationships, nice. And building the community up and finding ways to gather in downtown the same that way that we gather for festivals, the same way that we gather for other things. So
okay.
I'm personally excited about that one.
Very, very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so it'll be good. So we're still working through some of the details and some of the tasks and projects.
Yeah.
It was a really great experience, and I hope that, you know, I feel like the board members felt like they got a really great experience out of it, too.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't live in Grand Haven, and I think that might be a good thing, at least right now. I do plan on living on the lakeshore in a couple of years because my grandkids are getting older. But I come in every morning, and, you know, there are days, like yesterday, I didn't want to go home. I wanted to stay. I just wanted to stay. And so I drive into Paradise, and I get to have this different perspective. You know, I'm here. I was here this morning at 3:30 in the morning, and I looked downtown, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it just looks so beautiful. I thought I could just walk downtown if I wanted to get a walk in before I started writing news. And I just felt like it's just such a beautiful community. I feel so safe here. Everything looks so great. And I can't wait till it gets warmer and all the wonderful things that happen in this town just unfold, you know?
Yeah. And we've got some really great things coming out, you know, some new projects that we're working
on. You hold those in your pocket, all right?
I will. I'll be back to talk about them.
You'll be back to talk about them. I love it. How long have you been on the job now?
Believe it or not, it's only been just a little over a year and a half.
Okay, I always ask you that.
19 months.
Now it's 19 months.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
all right.
Just over a year and a half. It seems longer.
You've done an amazing job.
Thanks,
and everybody that I have that comes in here, they talk about how great you know, Grand Haven Main Street is, and they certainly appreciate everything that you do, and I appreciate you being here. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Shondi Pompey with Grand Haven Main Street.
Go downtown.
Standing on the corner at midnight.